Hey everybody, this is Charboil.
And El Bandito.
We just wanted to take a quick moment to acknowledge the tragedy that happened earlier this week in Orlando, Florida. As many of you know, we are based out of Florida, and Orlando is right around the corner. We spend many, many weekends there, and this has hit us pretty hard.
Absolutely. You know, they say heroes can't be everywhere, and this week was no exception to that. There are a lot of heroes and people who responded to that tragedy and everything. And, you know, we just pray for them. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of the families and victims and people involved. And, you know, things like this should never happen. And it's, you know, we're sorry that things like that fall through the cracks.
Absolutely. And with that being said, just always remember, you know, you can't let fear overtake your lives. You got to keep moving, keep it in the, you know, always keep people in your thoughts. And, definitely, we hope you enjoy the show tonight. It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Power Hour of Love with Charboil and
El Bandito.
How you doing tonight, El Bandito?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Me too, man. Me too. You know, no crazy training going on. Can kind of relax because summer is here.
You know it, it's in full swing. The beautiful Florida sun is out, you know, the ladies are out at the beaches.
I know you've been watching the ladies. I've seen you. You know, I'm like, come on, El Bandito, we got stuff to do. And, you know, you're out there like, oh, man, just a couple more hours.
Well, you know, you get some good quality sunscreen nowadays. And, you know, you can really lounge out there all mornings and catch some quite a few beautiful sights.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, you know, it's definitely been getting a lot warmer down here in Florida. You know, we've finally started to get into that time where, you know, I get out of my car and my glasses completely fog up because, you know, the humidity's so damn high.
I thought it was just because I was so hot.
Well, you know, maybe one thing or another, but, you know, the rest of the year, you know, it just seems to be, you know, I'm usually fine, but, you know, around this time of year, it's just a real pain in the ass, man. I'm telling you, like, you know, as I get out of my car, you can't see, you know, and it rains all the time, but, you know, It's summer, you know, it's to be expected living around here.
Oh, yeah, you know, and all of the real true Florida peoples, you know, it's an interesting concept. I know I go around the country sometimes. I tour different places, and I always find that I go to, you know, the Carolinas, you go to Virginia, you go to New England, Washington, D.C., wherever. And, you know, especially in the summertime, I look around, and I'm like, where's your sun, people?
Now, that's true. Like, if you live in Washington, I mean, there's a lot of speculations why there's no sun there. Maybe it's particular individuals who live there. But, you know, I do hear that, you know, they barely ever see the sun. All right, huh? You know, there's places up there like Oregon, like where the Goonies were filmed. You know, like, you remember in that movie, there was no sun. Like in the very, like, end of the movie, that's when the sun comes up. That's how crazy things are on the other side of the country, man.
Oh,
like,
okay, shit comes okay. up differently. I was thinking Washington, D.C. That's why I was confused. I was like, what are you talking about?
No. Washington State, you know, Seattle and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's because they're in the shadow of the Sasquatch in Washington State. No, that's why they don't get any sun there.
This is true. This is true. But I got to say, El Bandito, man, like, there's a lot of stuff going on now that summer's here, man. I mean, lots of great events, like you said, lots of barbecues, people having fun. And one thing I know we always like to pay attention to is E3 out there, you know, Electronic Expo.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to tell you, from what I've heard so far, they got some real crazy stuff coming for us in the next year.
I know every day I turn on my Xbox and it tells me, hey, E3's coming up. Hey, E3's coming up.
I know. I know. It definitely wants to make sure you watched, you know. And, yeah, this past week they announced that they're going to be working on their next big console. It's under the name of Project Scorpio right now.
Oh, really? And that's from Xbox? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. They I guess they've gotten tired of being behind Sony and some of the hardware race that they've had. Like, you know, even though I think what Xbox, you know, did, you know, making it so that you would eventually be able to do backwards compatibility. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah, like they've just lost a few too many times, I guess, in their mind that they're like, yeah, we're going to kind of start back from square one. But, you know, for all the people who have bought an Xbox One.
I've mixed feelings about that because there's a lot of real Sony fanboys out there, and I have nothing against them other than the fact that they ruined the Spider-Man movies and the Fantastic Four. But
good, very true.
As far as their console goes, you know, I was always a big PlayStation fan. I mean, everyone had a PlayStation 2. I think I had like three of them at one point.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, so I'm a big fan of theirs, but. You know, when the Xbox 360 came out, I really enjoyed that. I got more kind of on their software side. I really liked better. I found it more navigable. I really enjoyed it. And then, you know, the Xbox One took like, what, a year longer to come out than the PlayStation 4?
Yes, that was the 4.
Yeah, so they kind of fell behind in sales, and they've been playing catch up like ever since. But, you know, I hate to say, I guess I'm the Xbox fanboy because I like the interface. I like the backwards compatibility. I like the Blu-ray player in it and everything like that. And, you know, even though you have to pay, like, you know, I know people are like, oh, you don't have to pay for the PlayStation. I think you do now. Do you have to pay for the PlayStation Network?
You know, I think after they had all those attacks, I think there is like a yearly charge just like Xbox.
Yeah, I know the Xbox Gold one that I have.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good.
Oh, I love it.
You get the free games. Free streaming games. Service is always good. Like, I remember the one game that didn't want to be on Xbox servers was Battlefield 3 when it first came out, and that was on the 360. But, man, using the, it was like, I don't know, Activision servers or something, they sucked, man. You could never get on there, and they would play for shit. You know, so
exactly.
I don't know. I like what the Xbox One is doing. I'm sorry that they've had troubles because of the year that they waited to put out their product, but I think what they did put out is solid. I mean, I'm loving it.
So. Yeah, I enjoy it. Like I said, and definitely so far, knock on wood, I don't think it has a lot of the technical difficulties that the 360 had with, you know, red rings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
no, so, absolutely. But, you know, you mentioned the technical difficulties, and I laugh because... I don't get the opportunity to play too often, you know.
Oh, so you're
I have
like
lots
you're,
of other, you know, things taking up my times, you know, beautiful women's and.
So you're, so you're like, I never even had to experience that. I think your Xbox is just afraid of you.
Well, no, it's like every time I turn it on, it's like, oh, I have 2.5 gigabytes of updates I need to download. So I turn it on and I go find something else to do again, and then I never get back to it. Then I come back as 4.5 gigabytes now, and it's just I'm always updating.
Absolutely, man. Well, supposedly this Scorpio is supposed it's set to be the biggest and baddest console that's ever been created.
Oh, okay.
You know, the expo is still going on, so I'm sure Sony's going to have their thing, and you know, I mean, no one really even speaks of Nintendo no more, but but still, you never know. They might, you know, they've got those licenses and stuff like that.
I like that Nintendo is kind of like the kids' video game console now, you know, because that was what they were the best at, was making games for kids. And have you seen those videos that they put out now of like people who are teenagers nowadays like playing NES games? Lose their minds playing it because it's so hard.
I love those, man. And like like you said, that's those are the games that we kind of cut our teeth on.
Well, definitely. Yeah, we grew up just battling with, you know, three continues.
Oh, you know it, man. Yeah,
no save points.
Yeah that is a thing that was definitely something that came up, like you said, in that like PlayStation generation. With the save points and stuff like that. So, absolutely.
You know, there's an interesting argument nowadays that I've heard quite a few times where video games are more story-based now. You know, that as you play through them, the developers want you to get through the story. So, in a sense, they kind of make the game more accessible, more playable, easier in a sense.
Like you said, it's more of an experience, like kind of like going to a movie or so. Like you,
exactly.
It's not meant to, it's supposed to give you a little challenge, but ultimately you're supposed to get past it and move on. But absolutely. You know, like I said, there's lots of stuff coming down the way with E3 and summertime rolling.
Yeah, look at that. I nerded out there and talked about that way longer than you wanted us to, huh?
No, that was great, man. To let the people know like where we stand. But
behind Xbox One, that's where we stand.
I'll have to tell you a story one time where I pretty much got like, you know, harassed in a GameStop being like the one Xbox One guy that was getting the game. Like seriously, I felt like, you know, felt like I was being profiled.
Was it because you were buying the Batman game?
I may have been. I'd have to think about the story.
You
know, but
when superheroes buy superhero games, they like to tease you.
That's true. No. I'm telling you, they were just bad because I wasn't getting the play. There was like a PlayStation 4 rep there, and he was like mugging me.
Well, so you said this new console is called the Scorpio?
Yes, yeah. Well, it's Project Scorpio. Project Scorpio.
Okay, so it may not be called Scorpion or Scorpio. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you maybe saw a picture. Is it like shaped like a scorpion? Does it sting you? You try to put a CD in there, you know?
You know, it's funny. It's all like in the background with some blur effects on. So I think it's literally is just an Xbox One that they're showing. And they're just putting like flashy graphics on.
Okay.
And like the game developer or the console developers were like, oh, that's just so good. Oh, you know, they're getting paid by Microsoft. They're going to say anything they tell them to.
You want to hear an interesting story? I'll tell you something funny. I read this in one of those consumer magazines years ago. I'll make it quick.
Okay.
But they said the original design for the Xbox, you remember even the 360 was green and black?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, and then the original Xbox was green and black. And they kind of got away from it with the Xbox One now. It's like white and black.
Yeah.
Which I kind of don't like because at night when I have it on, it's like this huge, bright white light on the front of my whatever. But the, you know, I was reading this about the designers who designed the original Xbox,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the original one. And they were saying how everyone was hating the designs that they were drawing over and over again. And they had to like go into a meeting and pitch it in like 2 minutes. And all their designs were terrible. So the two guys were trying to draw it up like right there at the table. And the only highlighter they had was a green highlighter. So they just markered it up in green and a black Sharpie.
Really?
And walked in there and were like, this is what we think. And they were like, we love it.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Wow. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Sometimes serendipity. It leads you right into the best things.
You just never know, man. Well, speaking of video games and E3 and all that, you know, we've got a new track here from the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando from their latest release, Thanks Mom. This track is titled Rampage. Well, I'm that fuck you, mother of the wrecking cruiser. Got my balls from yellow, did a Catman do? I don't monkey around, I'm freaking clever or cock. Fuck every window when you're building my dong. It's old like I'm on a rampage. No cage with it, rage, want the look of it, bringing the pain with flames. Devour 40,000, look a real reward. You'll all rue the day that the world met George. Smash the dick, punch a hole in his big geek. This chicken without asking, just a rough in your face. It's running out of place, it's a duck behind. Spit that real, I'm kicking it hard.
The amazing 8-bit duo, The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando with Rampage.
Oh yeah, El Bandito. That track's brand new off of their album, Thanks Mom, which was released last week, and it's available on Bandcamp, and I believe on iTunes too. If it's not there, I'm sure it's going to be there soon. But, you know, also very excitingly, not just because that song was about Rampage and, like I can go big like those monsters too, you know, and it gets me all excited because it's like, I'm almost like, that should be my new theme song. But like, you know, that, I'm sure they'll probably be playing some of those tracks when they come down to visit us in August with Green Jello.
Oh yeah. That's going to be a heck of a show down at the Stillery in Stuart.
Yep. August 13th. And I got to say, man, like, I'm really liking their new sound. I've always been a fan of those guys, but like, this is a very kind of like jazzy kind of like, you know, I mean, they still got the hip hop kind of flow to them, but it's just like, you can tell it's more kind of jazzy, you know. I dig it.
Yeah, it has that sort of chill summertime feel, you know.
Oh, you know it, man. Perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of summertime, man, you know, you can't have summertime without a particular event that comes around every year.
The 4th of July?
Oh, well, that one too, but we'll get to that one in a few weeks.
Memorial Day.
We already got past that one.
Labor Day?
Oh, no, that's way down the line. There's one smack dad in the middle.
Uh-oh.
Yep, Father's Day is this upcoming Sunday.
So we wanted to take a minute to give some thanks and some big shout-outs to all the fathers out there, starting with our own.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it. You know, my dad, you know, he was always a tough guy, man. You know, he was the captain of the police force, and man, he didn't take shit from nobody. He even got us out of trouble a few times.
I think more than a few times.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, big shout out to your dad, definitely.
yeah, definitely, man. And you know, he's always been a big inspiration to me. How about you, El Bandito?
Oh, I definitely give many thanks to my dad. He's a brilliant masterminding person who taught me all the ways to be sly and smooth. So,
and you know, from what I understand, like he had quite a ways with ladies too.
Oh, you know it, you know, but he showed El Bandito the ways of the heart, and he found his beautiful love, my mom, and they have been together for many, many, many years. So,
Yeah, mine too. Just to kind of throw it out there, my parents just recently celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Wow, look at that.
You know, but you know, that doesn't make them old. You know, my dad could still kick ass when he needs to.
I'm sure he can, but you know, respectively, he probably could have been out on, you know, parole already. You know, he just killed her when they met. So.
No, there you go. Awesome. But hey, man, I remember earlier you were telling me about a good idea you had for the show today.
Oh, absolutely. Since we wanted to take the time to, you know, thank our fathers and tell them what an inspiration and, you know, how much help they've been growing us up into the superhero peoples that we are today, that we thought we would give our audience the same opportunity.
Oh, man, I think that's so cool. So, yeah, you guys be sure to call into the studio and we'll definitely get you on the air.
Yeah, so hit us up on Facebook, or you can throw us an email at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. And, you know, send your shout-outs for your father or whatever father figure you may have in your life that you want to give special thanks to, and we'll make sure to give them a shout-out.
Awesome. So, yeah, El Bandito, from what I hear, the phones are ringing off the hook. We have a few people on the line right here.
Yeah, we're going to have to get to them right away.
All right, let's see who's up.
Well, it looks like we have Katie up on line one. Katie?
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we're here talking about our dads.
Oh, my dad is awesome.
Oh, that's good. You know, you already know what you're here to talk about. Tell her, El Bandito, what she's got to do.
Okay, Katie, why don't you go ahead and give a shout out to your dad?
I'd like to say happy Father's Day to the best dad in the world, the one who told the best stories, whether they were fishing stories or stories about Captain Hook cutting off his hair. Either way, they were the best, and he was always there for me when I needed him. So I have the awesomest dad.
Oh, he's a storyteller, huh? I like that.
He sounds like a really good guy.
He is, and he's an awesome grandpa, too.
Aw. Do you have any cool stories that you want to pass on that your father told you?
Well, other than the story of how he lost his hair, he apparently knows Paul Bunyan, if you can believe it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not as tall as I am, but you know, he's pretty tall.
That's probably true. But see, my father was friends with him, so he must be friends with you also. And my dad knows Wild Bill.
Oh.
And Captain Hook.
Okay.
The list goes on. The list goes on and on.
And by knowing all these people, he lost his hair?
Well, no, he lost his hair because he got into a little jousting battle with Captain Hook.
Oh, okay. So he's a professional jouster too, huh?
Yeah. Apparently he is.
Well, he does sound like quite a dad then.
Yep, and he tells the best fishing stories.
He's kind of like that sculpture of in Rio de Janeiro, you know, that they have of Jesus, where he's like, I once caught a fish this big.
Oh, he's the Redeemer. Well, thanks for calling in, Katie. We hope you have a great Father's Day with your dad, and sounds like a really nice guy.
Yeah, so happy Father's Day to him, and you guys have a good time.
Thank you, thank you.
That was a really nice call just there, El Bandito. What'd you think about that?
Oh, that was very nice, but you know, we have a full board here, so let's get right to our next caller. Looks like Jennifer's on the line. Jennifer, you got a shout-out you want to give to your dad?
Yes, I do.
All right, go right ahead.
Hold on. Hold on, I gotta check why my
dog. You're checking why your dog is throwing up. What do you say? You know, it's we only have an hour, Jennifer.
Go lay down. Go.
Man, we get these calls with bitches, you know.
I'm telling you, man, these bitches with their bitches.
All right, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead with your shout out.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to my dad.
What's your dad's name?
Joe.
That's a good name. That's a biblical name. I like that.
So do you have any like funny stories to tell us about your dad?
No.
He sounds like a super fun guy. Well, go ahead and tell him happy Father's Day and that you love him very much then.
Okay, happy Father's Day, Dad. We love you very much.
Aw, see? That's what the Power Hour is all about. It's spreading the love.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Have a happy hot Father's Day with your dad.
Yeah, and spank that damn dog.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's awesome, man.
Okay, well, it looks like we still have a packed board full of calls here with people looking to give a nice Father's Day shout-out to their dad. So let's go right ahead. Next up, we have Evan. Evan?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you doing, senor?
Hey, man. We're good, man. Hey, listen. I just want to give a shout-out to my dad, man. He was always there for me. He knows who he is, you know. I'm not going to tell everybody else, you know. He knows. He was always there for me, man. Without his foot in my ass, I'd have never been who I am today.
Oh, well, it sounds like he was a good role model then, huh?
No, he literally just put his foot in my ass on a regular basis till I straightened up.
Well, it sounds like it needed doing.
Absolutely, man. This guy over here, you know, he sounds like someone that might need
to say?
Might need the occasional foot in the ass.
what are you guys trying to say?
Oh, you sound kind of randy there, Mr. Evans.
That ain't me.
It sounds like you might need some ass kickings. You keep sassing me on my show, you're going to get them, too.
But no, it's...
All right, guys. Well, hey, look, that was good, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
No, we appreciate it. We love the call, senor. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Evan. So, El Bandito, we've gotten a lot of great calls tonight, but it looks like we have one more on the line.
Yeah, it sure does. It looks like we have Heather on line two. Heather, are you there?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my dad. He knows his name. He's Dad. he's always pushing me to do better and wanting to grow up to be a fighter pilot.
Oh, nice. And did you grow up to be a fighter pilot?
Well, no, but it was nice that he wanted that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Hey, high hopes are always good. Good high aspirations. I'm sure you probably made much of yourself then. You know, you're probably a maid or something now, right?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Like a housewife's, you know, cleaning in the kitchen like you should be doing.
Was your dad a big fan of Top Gun?
Maybe that's what you do. Do you just play volleyball, beachless or topless on the beach?
Beachless.
Sorry. No, nothing that desperate. But just
want
to say happy Father's Day. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Well, that was very interesting, El Bandito. It's kind of wild, all the callers we've been getting tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're all women's. You notice that? You know, I mean, we had Senor Evans call us, but, you know, it's true what they say. You know, you have daddy's little girl out there and, you know.
Yeah, maybe it should just be the Father's Hour of Love that we get more calls this episode than we ever have.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we get more beautiful women to call.
You got it, El Bandito. But now it's time for our next musical guest. Here's one from the Ghetto Zombies.
Cruising down the streets of my town, looking for the 411. If you try to run from the police, you get the ghetto beat down. Why they always hitting me with them sticks? In the back of your car. Baby, smoke a spliff. I will smoke a spliff with you. If you drink a beer, I will drink a beer with you. Cruising down the streets in my town, looking for the 411. Well, if you try to run from the police, you get the ghetto beat down.
Nightsticks, cracking up a back. Here comes the sheriff with another attack. They come and beat me down, trying to take up my stash. Comes around town with the ghetto beat down. If you drink a beer with me now, I will drink a beer with you. No one likes the po-po with your child, messing with your people when they come around. If you start some static with me now, I will start some static with you. If you drop some bombs with me now, I will drop some bombs with you. Who wants to call 911, y'all? You guessed the ghetto beat down. Nightsticks, cracking on my back. Here comes the sheriff with another attack. He comes around town trying to take up my stash. He beats me to the ground with the ghetto beat down.
That was the Ghetto Beatdown by the Ghetto Zombies. The perfect track for beating down some zombies.
There you go.
In the ghetto.
Hey, El Bandito, there's been a lot of great calls tonight.
Yeah, we have gotten lots of calls from lots of beautiful women's out there.
Well, I think it's about time for us to take another I think Justin's in there trying to flag us down over something.
What's he doing? It looks like we still have a call on the board that he's insisting that we take.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I don't mind. It sounds like it's another beautiful woman. Ooh.
All right, let's see. Who do we got on the line here?
It looks like her name is Carol. Carol, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you want to give a shout-out to your father for Father's Day?
No, I actually wanted to have my son give a shout out to his father on Father's Day. My son is about 4 years old, and he has something special to say.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it.
Happy Father's Day with him. Happy Father's Day with him. Happy Father's Day with him.
Oh, that's so cute, man. You know, so who's your daddy?
Was
El Bandito? I mean, you never told me about this.
No, I don't know. Who is this, Carol? I think this may be a prank caller here, huh?
No, this is not a prank call. Don't you remember me from that night outside of that club about 4 years ago?
Outside of a club? That does sound like my style. But
El Bandito.
Yeah, you had just rescued me from that the guy who was trying to steal my purse, and you came along and you said that, you know, this woman has honor and this woman has integrity, and she did not deserve to be mugged outside of a club, and you chased him off with your sword. Mm-hmm. And then we had a beautiful night of passion, and I never heard from you again.
You know, El Bandito, I remember you telling me that story. There might be some truth behind this.
No, I think I have been informed previously by my adjudicators that I am not supposed to speak of these things on the air. I'm willing to bet that you're probably a prank caller, right?
No, I'm not a prank caller. Are you serious that you don't remember that? That night meant the world to me.
Bandito, you're my daddy.
Man, you hear that little kid, man? Well, he's all by himself. Well, not by himself, but without a father figure, man. Like,
well,
you know,
she says that the night meant the world to her, and that certainly sounds like El Bandito was there, but whether or not he was B2B siring children and things, I mean, why would you not have told me until now?
I didn't know how to track you down. I mean, we spent that beautiful night together, and the next morning you were gone, and all I heard was just a faint echo of dun 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 into the fading sunlight, and had just disappeared. But I heard you on the radio, and I figured that I would try to reach out to you.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like me. I don't think I dun dun dun.
Man, this is a really sweet story, man. I mean, this is like bring a tear to my eye, El Bandito. I mean. We might have to check into this more deeper.
No. I'm checking into it right now. And she's crazy lady. And
I'm not crazy. What are you talking about?
Well,
I can't believe that you don't remember me.
Wait,
you're gonna play it off like that.
Let me ask you this, because I can kind of tell something from the sound of your voice there, and you want to spend more time with El Bandito, don't you?
Yeah, I would love to spend more time with you.
Ooh, okay. Well,
in court. When I'm asking you for child support.
No. See, prank caller. Prank caller.
I just lost my job.
No. See, we are going to have my attorney peoples call your attorney peoples, and then, you know, they settle these kind of matters for me all the time, because, you know, I'm a famous celebrity superheroes, and people always be slapping me with these strange paternity suits and things that don't really have no legitimations. And
El Bandito, we might have to dig into this deeper on the Power Hour.
No, I don't know. You see, she was all talking to me is about, like, you know, wanting to make loves again to El Bandito, and now she's caught me off guard there with her feminine wiles.
I think she might.
I caught you off guard with my feminine wiles.
Mm hmm.
What about all of those sweet nothings that you whispered into my ear?
Ooh.
And the way that your accent just gave me all of these tingles?
Ooh, that...
And you said that El Bandito would never let me down. El Bandito would always be there to save me.
See, that
from
does...
my loneliness and from muggers outside of clubs.
This sounds like El Bandito.
This sounds totally like me, and I think El Bandito, you know, you want him to come see you again and protect you and hold you in his strong, manly arms, don't you?
I think you're going to be coughing up some of that CS real soon.
What?
CS, child support.
Well, no, nothing like that. I mean, she's talking about her pasiones from El Bandito, right?
I want my son to have the opportunity to know his father, and I miss the warm embrace of your wallet as it enfolds me with the bills that you owe me over the last 4 years.
No warm embracings from Wallace and things. See, you lure me in with you know, passions and loves and tendernesses, and then you try to take my money. I think you're the one who's the mugger here, you know? Are you the mugger that I chased away? Is that what this is? Coming back to take my monies now?
I'm only trying to get what's right for my son, because I want him to be raised the way that he deserves to be, with all of the the things that life and money can provide to him.
You know, we're always about doing the right thing here on the Power Hour.
Absolutely.
So, you know, obviously I would do the right thing in the case that, you know, my lawyers and doctors and things, you know, confirm all of these wild accusations that you have.
Oh man, we're definitely gonna have to get this confirmation recorded.
Yeah, we may have to take your information and you know, ball it up and burn it in an incinerator somewhere and forget that you ever called. So.
My people will contact your people. We'll get a DNA test, a paternity test, and I think that you'll be quite surprised by the results.
Oh,
yeah, I will be surprised. I'll be surprised to find out that yet another crazy person is trying to take monies out of poor innocent El Banditos who always practices safe sex because I have my sword with me. So,
poor innocent El Bandito?
Yes.
How much money do you make from this radio spot? How much money do you make for being a celebrity? Because my son, he wore shoes from Walmart today.
Well, there's nothing wrong from shoes from Walmart. I wear shoes from Walmart all the time. And actually, I have to pay Senor Boyle to be on here. Do you get paid for this, Senor Boyle?
Oh, you pay me to be on here.
Yeah. Well, no, wait, that doesn't sound like it's right. We may have to talk to Justin Jordan about this.
I think Justin takes the checks. He handles, you know, where's my wallet, by the way? Elvin, you better not be taking my wallet.
I think Carol took your wallet. I don't
have any paternity suits. I'm telling you, because, you know, when you do stuff, you got to play it cool like the ball.
This could have gone differently if you hadn't pretended not to know me.
Well, I'm not pretending not to know you. I mean, I make love to beautiful women all the time. You know, you just have to narrow it down a little bit, you know?
We might need to have all kinds of women.
Well, if that's the case, then I think that my son should also have the opportunity to get to know any brothers and sisters that he has out there.
Okay.
You need to step up, El Bandito.
Yeah, so, you know, as it turns out, we're getting the phone lines worked on later today, so we're going to be getting a new phone number here at the station. So please, no more calls about paternity things or children's or anything like that for El Bandito. I think we're pretty all set here, so.
Don't worry, Carol. We'll make sure everything works out all right.
Well, no, that's everything is fine right now.
You haven't heard the last of me. You have not heard the last of me.
Yes, no, I think we have. I think we have heard the last of you. And, oh no, look, I accidentally pushed the hang up button.
I got to tell you, El Bandito, you're not going to be an El Bandicho, are you?
No, like I said, you know, I try to do the right thing when I can do the right thing, but, you know, we just have to get the verifications about these sort of things before, you know, they get too out of hands.
Well, with that being said, I think it's about time for our next musical break. We got a track here by the Pub Wreckers that fits in perfectly with the title of how you're feeling right now, Life's a Bitch.
Favors to ride one more night. Been a good run, but it's goodbye for now. See you. a circus. You're black powder, that's a bitch, and then you die. Politics and changes to what up your right. That's the only freedom on the other side. I'm a bitch, and then you die. Step back, take a look at your knife, you like what you see. Put it right, you can do it, man, right up, that'll hide your pain. Was it worth all the pain? And no, the average. Was it worth all the rapper guy's side? Oh, that's a bitch, and then you die. Politics and changes to what up your right. That's the only freedom on the other side. Let's a bitch and then you die. Let's a bitch and then you die.
And that was Life's a Bitch by the Pub Wreckers.
Man, that song got me so going, man. I think we should just keep going with some more tunes.
Oh, yeah. You want to hit up another track?
Let's go. Here's one by Whitey Cracker.
All right.
When I'm up in the club, I'm above average. Gotta spend some cabbage. Top scientists like Dave Miscavige. I don't drink whiskey, vodka, beer, no, I'm not thrifty. My tastes are a tad refined, sophisticated, so I drink wine. See, I'm an artist, pinky extend the farthest. When I got some wine to sip on, khaki slacks to match my clip-on tie. Yeah, I'm so classy, pour me another glass, G. Have a Jager bomb, man, that shit's nasty. Y'all clear a little passy.
I'm a Pinot Noir superstar. I'm the classiest alcoholic at the bar. Got a ponytail and a hybrid car. And a hand-rolled Cuban cigar. I'm a Pinot Noir superstar.
Swirl it, bitch getting drunk off the Merlin. Gotta find a suitable pairing. Pepper Jack with the Sauvignon Blanc, I'm so daring. I'm only two bottles down, I'm a corkscrew fiend and open another round. Holler at a broad on my sales, says she coming through for some Zinfandel. Drinking fermented grapes has caused a few mistakes, but omelets need eggs to break. If I don't have wine, then I can't create. So tonight I remain a trooper. In the morning, rap game Bradley Cooper. Classy rap game got from Looper. Rap game drunk and stupor, you heard?
I'm a Pinot Noir superstar. I'm the classiest alcoholic at the bar. Got a ponytail and a hybrid car. And a hand-rolled Cuban cigar. I'm a Pinot Noir superstar.
And that was Pinot Noir Superstar from the nerdcore legend Whitey Cracker.
That was a really good track, El Bandito. But I gotta tell you, I have to ask you, was that song about you, man? Like, I mean, judging by that last call, you might have been a little bit of a Pinot Noir superstar.
Yeah, I might have been a superstar on something that night. I don't know.
You definitely talked about making a few mistakes.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, though, that is one of my favorite songs of his. I remember the first time we heard that. That was, for me, it was live at, which Nerdapalooza was that?
I think that might have actually been Orlando Nerd Fest.
No. Didn't he do that at Nerdapalooza at
the Beach? Oh, you're right. Yes, I would have been in 2012, I think. Yeah, that's a few years ago now. Yeah, but you're right. Yeah, he did. He did that song there.
Yeah, I loved that right off the bat, man. That one just cracks me up every time. It just has such a smooth rhythm to it. I love it.
Oh, you know it, man. Yeah, great track by Whitey, and always fun to hear his tunes here on the Power Hour.
You know it.
But, man, speaking of tunes, man, we got lots of events coming up towards the end of the month here in June.
Speaking of tunes, more like speaking of events, right?
Yeah, that's true. You know, events with tunes.
Yeah. So. So for all of you music lovers out there who are probably the people that listen to, you know, online radios and podcasts, you know, you may have a little affinity for musics and things, right? So we have all the info on the latest musical events around town and around not only the Treasure Coast, but South Florida.
You know it, man. Well, coming up on June 19th, which is Father's Day, over at Terra Famada, they're doing a benefit for John Allure. John was diagnosed with lung cancer a few years back, so they're getting together to pull a little fundraiser for John.
Oh, that's good. That's very nice.
Absolutely. There's going to be music by the Humdingers, which we saw a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Hairpiece, and a few more. So definitely if you're looking to go and have a rocking good time for a good cause on Father's Day, hey, bring your dad. You know, everyone can have a great time down there at Terra Famada.
Yeah, that Terra Famada, man, they got it going on with the benefits, you know. Just last month they had the Sunday Fun Day, and now they're back at it again helping out John here. So that's very good on them. Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to help others out. You know, that's always good.
Absolutely. Power of love, baby.
Spread the love. Okay, and just shortly after that, it looks like on June 23rd, the Treasure Coast cosplayers are having a karaoke jam down at the Crush Wine Bar in Stewart.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a real blast. I mean, imagine, like, you know, some dude in, like, a freak show costume singing, like, you know, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. If you're not familiar with the Crush Wine Bar, that's right outside of Confusion Corner. It's right near the big Sailfish Monument there in downtown Stewart. It's right out there. It's a pretty jamming place. I was by there the other night and was like, man, doing everything I could to not go in there. You know?
Hey, man, we might have to go check out this karaoke jam.
Oh, definitely. So that's Thursday, June 23rd. And hey, throw on your cosplaying outfits, put on your best garb, and come on down and have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like here, 2 days after the karaoke jam, the Treasure Coast cosplayers are at it again with an X-Files party, which will take place down at Cummings Library in Palm City.
Nice.
For this event, they are asking that folks RSVP so they know how much food and drink to get. It looks like they're going to get together early in the day and watch a couple episodes of The X-Files.
Oh, that's awesome. The classic, you know, kind of horror show there, you know. I mean, what would you classify that?
I would say, yeah, like you said, like sci-fi horror,
you know, like kind
thriller.
Of mystery thriller thing. Yeah, that had a little bit. It had the creep factor, that's for sure. So
absolutely. And it was kind of cool. You know, you had your more like alien sci-fi shows, and then you had the like monster of the week, which, like you said, were like more horror based.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell everyone, all of you beautiful audience peoples out there, I have a confessions to make to you guys, a little secret insight into the life and mind of El Bandito.
Let's hear it.
The beginning of the X-Files TV show used to have this opening sequence with the really creepy music. I mean, it's iconic, the music, and a little piano tune. But there's this scene, and many of you who are fans will absolutely remember, where they show like a big like pinkish purple hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like this white like silhouette of kind of a person, and he falls into the hand, and it's very like psychedelic and freaky.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And when I was a young little bandito and I watched that show, that terrified me to no end.
Oh, the silhouette falling into the hand?
Yeah, I have no idea why, but that absolutely terrified me. It creeps me out to this day when I see it. It's just very freaky to me. I don't know if maybe it's a foretelling of my future that I would fall into the giant hands of Senior Boyle, but it always creeped me out. You know, the whole prospect of aliens, the creep factor of the show always creeped me out when I was a kid, but you know, that one part, the opening credit, man, it's always just send that chill down my spine.
Oh, you know it, man. The show itself, even that opening, did have a definitely suggestive creepiness to it, you know?
Oh, definitely.
But you know what's real funny, El Bandito? There's
what's that?
One of the most famous episodes of The X-Files is this episode called Humbug. And it was filmed in Florida, and it focuses on a traveling carnival sideshow, and that there's a murder, and you know the suspects of course are the carny folk.
Oh, okay.
And the folks playing the roles of those carnival people were actually from the Jim Rose Circus.
Oh, the Jim Rose Circus sideshow.
Yes, yes. So they played in this episode like very prominently. I mean, the whole episode's mostly about them and, you know, Mulder and Scully, like, you know, trying to figure out who done it, you know?
Oh, wait. Now, look, see, I think I know where you're going with this.
Oh, yeah. What's coming up on the evening of June 25th?
So you're telling me that the Treasure Coast cosplayers are having an event showing the episode of The X-Files that features Jim Rose and his circus sideshow.
Uh-huh.
And then that night at the Stillery in Stewart, Jim Rose is going to do a live teleconference.
Yep, yep. You got it.
At the Stillery.
Yep, with a Q&A that, you know, anyone who pays to come into the door will be able to be, you know, could ask Jim any question that they want.
Oh, that is so awesome. So, yeah, you get to watch a little bit of the X-Files shows, get your questions all up in your head that you want to ask about that, because I'm sure they filmed that 20 years ago.
Exactly.
And you can stump Jim.
Yeah, yeah. He'll probably be like, what? No. He's, you know, definitely, I'm sure he'll be able to answer all the, you know, the very, you know, as long as they don't nerd out too much, you know.
Well, yeah, so that leads perfectly, man. What a perfect series of events. So, you know, go out and check out that in the afternoon. And then in the evening, you know, like we said, on June 25th at the Stillery in Stewart, Jim Rose is going to be doing a live teleconference Q&A. But they're also having a bunch of live bands there. Who do they got down there, Senor Boy?
Oh, they have topping off, you know, starting up the night. They're going to have Tishy Pop, which, you know, is always a sight to see.
They have to be seen to be believed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They have Take Warning, known for their punk rock cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Beer Rock Kings, the Pub Wreckers, who are coming to town to have a great time. And just added, they have Vera Vermilion, who is a professional sword swallower from Orlando, who's coming all the way down to perform during this event.
So we finally get to see a woman be sword swallowing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That was for you, El Bandito. I talked to the organizers, and they said, he wants to see a woman sword swallow. We're going to give it to him.
Well, you know, we would love to take a bunch of photos and share them with all of our lovely fans out there, but we're not going to. You have to come and see it in person.
See it to believe it, just like Tishy Pop. Come see Vera Vermilion. Check her out on Facebook. She's beautiful.
Ooh, so yeah, come and see Charboil and El Bandito down at the Stillery in Stewart. Come see Jim Rose doing a live teleconference. Come see the Pub Wreckers, Take Warning, and Tishy Pop, and the beautiful Vera Vermilion.
You got it, El Bandito. Well, that about wraps up our events for June. We got another track here from The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando titled Simon's Quest.
to the heart. I'm gonna bite you.
Ow! Fucker!
We're family now.
Forget one thing, Count Chocula. I just put my stink in ya.
Yeah.
No!
That was the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando with Simon's Quest.
Oh man, Simon's Quest. I remember that video game. That was a pretty tough one.
Yeah, that one was hard as balls, man. You know? But those Dwayne and Brando cats, man, you know, they've got some skills. I bet they beat the shit out of all these games.
Oh, you know it, man. Just how they beat the shit out of the rhymes.
You know it, brother.
Hey, well, I gotta say, El Bandito, for our Father's Day episode, I think we found out some pretty interesting stuff today.
Yeah. That there's a lot of very funny prank caller people out there. You know?
We'll have to see about that one, man. But absolutely. Yeah, everybody out there, hope everyone has a great Father's Day and keep, you know, enjoying that summertime. We got lots of great events coming and, you know, good times.
Absolutely. So, you know, happy Father's Day to my father. Thank you. I love you.
Absolutely. Same here to his father. No, I'm just kidding, man. Yeah, my dad's the best.
All right, and to all you beautiful people out there, I hope you enjoy your holiday, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, and stick with Charboil and El Bandito to find out where the fun's at.
Rock on. Yeah.
I don't understand. Things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen, I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you!
Consider that a divorce.
Danger zone.